Hello, my name is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor. This past Sunday at our Worthington campus, we kicked off our new series we're calling I Have Questions, Making Sense of the Bible When It Doesn't Seem to Make Sense. We're looking at the big idea that God's Word is trustworthy even when it's hard to understand. And we talked about the idea of a paradox in Proverbs 19:11. The verse says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is to his glory to overlook an offense. But when we read in Matthew 18, verse 15 through 17, here's what it says. If your brother sins against you, go and tell his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile or tax collector. Now, it's an interesting concept that these two verses, one seems to say, hey, overlook an offense. That's to your glory. Be slow to anger and overlook an offense. The other one says, hey, you know, go to the person and talk to him. And if he's unwilling to, you know, to relent, or if he's unwilling to, you know, to own up or reconcile, then treat him like you would a foreigner, a tax collector, or something like that. So it's a paradox. The word paradox means this: it's seemingly absurd or self-contradictory statement that when investigated or explained may prove to be well-founded or true. That both verses, even though they appear contradictory, actually mean similar things. In Proverbs 19:11, what the verse is saying is that it makes sense to be slow to anger. That's good sense. Use your head, be slow to anger, and it's to glory to overlook an offense. Meaning, I don't have to hold everything against somebody. I don't have to become angry and fight for my rights. I don't have to take every personal offense and has to be answered for. That's what that verse is saying. And in Matthew 18, the context really gives it away that he's talking about the church and how to deal with people in the church. So when Jesus is telling them, look, if someone has offended you, go to that person. Why? Because you're leaning into the same thing. You want reconciliation and harmony. In the first case, you're not going to hold an offense against them, that you're trying to overlook that, meaning I'm going to choose to be in relationship with this person. I'm not going to cut them out of my life. I'm not going to, basically look for revenge. I'm going to try to overlook an offense. And in the second case, in Matthew, actually go to that person. Why? Because we want harmony, specifically with believers. If someone has sinned against you and you go to that person and they don't reconcile, you can't work it out, then bring another person. Why? Because deep down, what Jesus is saying is he wants harmony. He wants us all to live in peace with one another. He wants us to live in that way in which relationships are restored. So then what does it mean? Well, what if that person won't have it? Well, in the case of someone sinning against you, then what Jesus is saying is that, okay, take the church with you. And that next set of verses that I didn't read talk about how in the church, that you have a certain responsibility as church leaders to lead the church well, and that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven and loose on earth will be loose in heaven. It's basically talking about that when we honor the Lord the way he has taught us to honor him, that when someone is dishonoring the Lord, then it's in our best interest and the best interest of the church to help people to follow Christ. And if they're unwilling to follow Christ, then, it's time to use discipline. It's always done inside the church. But what's the overarching principle? The overarching principle is to live in relationship. The next set of verses that are listed there, basically Peter comes up and kind of picks up on this whole idea and says, you know what, Jesus, should I forgive my brother seven times if he sins against me? Well, the idea that someone would sin against you seven times, like in that culture, if you forgave someone three times, that would have been excessive. But seven, he's going well above and beyond. And Jesus tells him, no, Peter, but 70 times seven. Why? Because he's saying that harmony, forgiveness, are the essence of relationship. And he wants us to be in harmony with each other and to use reconciliation as a standard for what we're shooting for, not revenge or retaliation or to get one's way. That said, I think it teaches us to lean into the paradox. When we see something in Scripture that at first glance looks like contradictory statements, that we need to lean in and understand them, There's no reason to fear a paradox. Usually truth is discovered when we lean in. Father, I pray that you help us to understand your truth, understand how to lean in and to trust in you when we don't seem to understand it. And when it comes to relationships, Lord, teach us to be forgiving, to overlook offenses and not look for ourselves to be justified, but look for relationships to be restored. Lord, help us to have that heart. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second and just think that through and think through areas in your life where reconciliation needs to happen or areas where you feel like you've been trying to get your way. And what would it look like to overlook an offense of someone in Christ? Pray about that. Till next time, God bless.